Extra Sturva on your radio. We also checked out Ms. Gideon looking for the Petrusha. And then we checked out Keynote. Local and loud on Namibia's Art and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Let's talk finances.
Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
Let's get right into it on this beautiful Monday morning. You know, it's a brand new year and we are trying to change our habits, honestly. Also today being Healthy Lifestyle Awareness Day, like just the habits is one thing, especially the habits that we have pertaining to our money in it, right? So let's see what Juliana has in store for us this morning. Perhaps you want to join a stock fail. Perhaps you want to have a healthy relationship with your money. Perhaps you have a saving challenge that you took up. How exactly do you stay on course to having a good relationship with your money? Let's hear it.
Well, let's hear it from the guru herself.
Good morning, and today we're going to speak on the challenges you face when saving. In layman's term, what is it that stops you from saving? But before we get into all of that, I would like to put out a disclaimer that I am in no way representing, neither am I speaking for any other company, but for myself as a licensed financial advisor, sharing my professional advice. So here we're going to unpack the building blocks between you and you reaching your goals of savings. What is it that keeps you from saving? In most cases, I figured out that you always make saving the last plan on your budget. You either put savings on the back burner because all these other things first needs to go off. You first need to financially help your family. You first need to acquire certain things that you did not plan for, that are mostly wants. The moment you start prioritizing your savings, meaning putting your savings on the top of your list when it comes to your budget, as your money comes in, you make sure you send that money off either to your unit trust, whatever vehicle you are using to invest or save. Not only just sending the money there, but also keeping the money in these vehicles for the set amount of time or until your goal has been reached is the goal.
Yeah.
Let's look at overcoming these challenges that you might have in savings. So what is it that you are goaling for? What is the plan? What do you want to achieve with your savings? And then you need to look at yourself and find discipline with regards to your savings. You need to respect your money so that your money can respect you. You need to have self-control when it comes to your spending habits. And you have to be committed to the plan. You have to be committed to the goal. Make savings your lifestyle. Do not live above and beyond your income. Stay within your income bracket. Make savings your lifestyle. Surely you are to come to your goal. Please also understand, irrespective of how much you make, you could be making so little and you could be making so much. The need to save will always be there. So you need to understand that putting money away is essential for yourself. Having said all of that, I also want to say this in the same breath, that I was extremely happy seeing on the social media platforms how people have been saving towards their January. I was overwhelmed. I was so excited. I was so happy. I was like, yes, this is what we need for our generation. It wasn't the old people. It was our generation that was coming forth with piggy banks, with notes, with stock fails and so forth. People were doing the most to break the generational curse of January. And I was so happy to witness all of it and be a part of that financial first breakthrough in the month where you open your piggy bank and you can see what you have been saving towards. You've saved 20K, you have saved a 10K, and it gives you a good head start for the year. That was so encouraging to see, and I encourage each and every other listener out there to do exactly the same. Get into the spirit of saving and you will reap your fruits. And let me give you the tip of the day. The tip of the day, do yourself that favor. On that note, my name is Juliana Therapy. If you'd like to have this conversation, you'd like to take this conversation further, kindly call me on 081-644-8286. As for me, au revoir. Bye.
Thank you so much, Osa. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Because we really tried, man. You really fought this January nicely.
Now it's time to get back on course.
That's a believe.
Yeah, yeah.
8:57. Stick around because on the other side, Shaquan, we've got an exciting African personality, isn't it? That's going to be on the show.
Yes, we do.
All right, cool. Oh, yeah, say the chicken and numbers.
Oh, okay.
you pronounce it.
What do you mean I pronounce it?
I was looking at the name, I was like,
Okay, so her name is Omotoke Alakrinal.
There we go. Oletoke.
I tried.
There we go. No, yeah. She'll school us when she...
Yeah, yeah, when she gets here, yeah, yeah. Side.
Stick around.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday